I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Unrest spreads in the United States. Our team is tracking the story for a later broadcast. Meanwhile, if you didn't hear about the latest attacks in Niger, you're not alone.
We have lots going on in America right now politically that sort of sucks the air out of the room from a media perspective. But this is a situation where, you know, more than 100 people have been killed in these attacks. It's certainly something that the world should at least notice.
Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the attacks took place near the border with Mali. The UN calls ongoing unrest in the Sahel region one of the world's fastest growing displacement crises. So pray for the body of Christ in Niger.
Pray for a season of fruitful ministry. This upheaval that is going on can be a time of speaking to things that are eternal.
And as Mission Cry looks to the new year, they're reflecting on the blessings they experienced in 2020. Jason Wolford says that even in a difficult year, God was faithful.
We were able to reach 1.3 million people with a free Bible or a Christian book, and we did that in 24 different nations. Overall, that's now 390 million and donated Bibles and Christian books to over 177 nations.
While some shipments have recently had more difficulty entering countries, Mission Cry continues to pray that the resources will reach those who need them. There are several ways that you can get involved. You can donate to send a Mission Cry Bible. Plus, the ministry always needs gently used Bibles and Christian books. To learn what types of materials they're looking for and how to send them, go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.